Every ultimate experience Ireland has to offer is always within reach with a 182 BMW. The ultimate bowl of chowder, seasoned with Atlantic salt air, the ultimate swim spot, even the ultimate scenic shortcut that happily takes way, way longer. Experience the ultimate with a 24-hour test drive from your local BMW retailer. Because owning your new BMW is always within reach. Visit BMW182.ie.
Now that you've found UBN Radio and discovered our quality talk shows, it's time to spread the word to friends, family, and the universe. 24 hours of music and talk. Radio without limits. That's why people keep coming back for more. That's UBNRadio.com.
This is One-on-One with Jasper Cole, Hollywood's bad guy, and so much more. Actor, talent manager, producer, and more. Now he's sitting down with today's top newsmakers from entertainment, politics, pop culture, and beyond. This is One-on-One with Jasper Cole.
Woohoo! All right. Howdy, and welcome, everyone. Yes, indeed. Welcome to One-on-One with Jasper Cole. This is your host, Mr. Jasper Cole, and we are live at Sunset Gower Studios right here in the heart of Hollywood, California, coming to you for another great show. Everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. I would love for you to go to our Facebook page, One-on-One with Jasper Cole, and Twitter is at One-on-One J Cole, and my website, jaspercole.com. And let me give a shout out to my producer extraordinaire, Mr. John Williams.
Hey, Jasper.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good to see you.
Me
I only get
too.
To see you on the
Wednesdays.
Show once a week.
I know.
Well, that's okay.
Gotta change that.
We need to. Well, it's because I'm never in town and you're
now
always
we're face
working.
To face. Normally yeah. behind you.
Now, John. Yeah. John's usually. It's so funny. Usually he's behind me, yeah. which, you know, I don't worry that he's going to stab me in the back or anything. It is Hollywood. You have to be careful. Some people do it so fast you don't feel the blade go in.
Ugh.
Welcome to show business. Oh, yeah, but anyway, speaking of show business, yeah. we want to give a shout out to everyone at WROM in mm-hmm. Detroit, Detroit's number one radio station. And we're so happy you're tuning in. And people all around the world that are listening, because as you know, we are on iTunes and Stitcher and Spreaker.
I always
want to say Spreaker.
Look who's walking in.
And tune in and anything. But what's most important is our very special guest has just sashayed in. Yes. This is the one and only Miss Denise Boutte. Say hi in the mic right here.
Hello, darling.
All right. And get your ass in the chair. Okay.
I love how we're so informal, but it's so great.
Well, she was
family.
Almost on time.
It's family today. No, I'm not saying I'm saying we're informal with
you
the with
know
the.
What it was? I had those chicken nuggets and they took longer for me to eat than I thought.
I thought you were going to say
chicken
and they
nuggets from where?
And they didn't want to stay down
because
you know it's not chicken.
That was actually no.
Oh, okay.
Chick-fil-A is real chicken.
I was going to say you're on CP time, but that was going to segue
and
me.
She doesn't age.
Well,
she doesn't gain
chicken.
Weight.
Did you hear about Bethany Frankel? She made that big faux pas. Have you heard about this?
No.
Well, she was doing some empowerment for women's, you know, one of those bogus bullshit mm-hmm. things somewhere. And she started talking about telling women what they should do. Well, first of all, she commented, oh, wait, I'm mixing up. No, that was Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton and Bethany Frankel.
No, Hillary Clinton.
How do you mix up
Hillary Clinton used the CP color people time with a speech she was giving in New York.
Wasn't that supposed to be a joke?
It was a scripted thing that didn't work. No, Bethany Frankel, her thing was she told women they need to wear knee pads into business meetings. And basically, she identifies with black women because she's loud, like most black women. And there were and she said also something about always make sure you hire a white man to be the boss. Well, she's right about that. But anyway, I'm kidding. There were two women in there, black women. One was a writer for the Huffington Post. See, you never know who's in your audience.
Nope, sure don't.
And they put her on blast on Huffington Post. And then I don't know if she's come back and said anything yet or not. But anyway, everyone, let me just say, Denise Boutte is here today. Because she had nothing better to do.
I had nothing better to do.
She needed to kill an hour before
Hump Day Wednesday.
Before a meeting later on. No, actually, Denise is one of the stars of the new TV movie Second Sight, airing this Saturday at 8 p.m.
Woo-hoo!
On TV One.
Yes.
And it also, it stars Tatiana Ali, Texas Battle, Sharif Atkins, Edwina. What's her last name?
Finley.
And Jose Yinke.
And Jasper Cole.
I have what's called a cameo.
No, because I was at the screening, and honey, you are throughout, and you are a pivotal part of telling
the story.
Well,
thank you. I play a homeless guy who has a secret of his own to help out, I guess, and give a little information.
Yep. And the best darn grill I've ever seen in life.
Oh my God! But it's can you really see it in the
teeth
up close?
Oh, have mercy! Can you see?
Because I watched a screener today on my iPhone, which you can't see anything. But the movie's really good. And a shout out to the writer and executive producer Susan Banks.
Yes, to Michael Scott,
the director,
Kathy Hughes.
Third
project they've executive produced together.
This is your second or third?
I keep wanting to say third, but this is number two. This is number two.
For the love of Ruth, Denise, that's one of the TV One's highest rated movies that debuted last Mother's Day.
Ooh, and we got an NAACP award nomination thanks to
Christine
Swanson,
the director.
Who got nominated as a director. Yes.
Yes. So this is technically because you had worked with Swirl Films on so many other films.
That's
what it is. And they did Ruth.
Exactly.
But tell everyone about your character that you play in Second Sight.
She's the good girl in this thing. And
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
We're not spoiling it. Let's just say she appears to be the good girl. She does. And
do we have to buy license to songs if I sing them?
No.
I got a country song for you.
Oh, please.
Looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love in too many faces.
I have no idea. Who, Willie Nelson?
Have you ever done a duet on air, Jasper?
No, but JW is a real singer.
J-Dub, how was that? That was hot, right?
Wait, who sings that? Willie Nelson? That's a good one.
I don't know, but that's what I will say is the ode to Tamara. She's looking for love in all the wrong places, and all she wants to be is loved. She doesn't know that the guy's dating.
Well, you play a fellow school teacher.
With
Tatiana
basically
Ali.
Falls in love with one of the children's parents.
Mm-hmm. Right. Are we giving all that away?
You find that out very quickly.
Yeah, but there's so much. This is a really a suspenseful thriller.
It is.
And it has many twists and turns.
Very unexpected.
Just great performances by everybody.
Yay.
In fact, you had a screening right next door here to the studio.
We had a screening right next door. Susan set that up last week. And it was awesome. I mean, I like most actors. I don't like necessarily seeing the first go round.
Not if you haven't seen it before.
No. If I'm home and I can look at the television in my, robe and, with some popcorn and chill and a little glass of wine, that's fine. But to see with everybody
when
at
you
the
haven't
same
seen
time
it.
When you've never seen it before, that's always
because I was supposed to actually go with Denise, and
yes.
then I couldn't go. But then deep down, I was like, oh, you know what? I'm kind of that would have made me nervous because one, you never know if you're cut out of things. So can you imagine if I'd been sitting there and
just waiting. That's funny.
I've never actually said in a script. I've done TV shows though, where you years back before the SAG had to tell you were cut out, where you
seriously.
You tell, oh, one time
you could show up and.
Oh no! One time I had like a party at my house for what show was it? I can't remember now. And it was just the side of my head. They left like one side of my head and no lines or anything. And all the family back east were like, what I love about family back, like they were still excited that it was
my head. You were still there.
Yeah.
We saw your head. Oh my God, that was brilliant. What an amazing performance.
Yeah. So anyway, but this one, I got to see a screener.
No, but your character, I mean, I knew that was the case. You are definitely an integral part of
Well,
the
and
story,
everyone,
so.
Thanks to Denise that I actually got the part, because when initially Denise was cast, the script that she initially read, there was not a homeless man.
There wasn't a homeless
man. And when she got the revised pages, they had added a homeless guy, and as a lot of you know, I play a lot of homeless guys. Mm-hmm. And so she recommended me to the director.
Like, I got the guy for you.
Yeah, and it actually worked.
It did.
And what's ironic is, as a lot of you know, I'm one of the managers and owners of Newman Thomas Management.
Really?
So Denise and I have been together for 12 years. And it was so great that I was actually her. This is the first time we've ever
worked together
as actors. And we didn't have scenes together, but the fact we were actually on the set together.
At the same time. Yeah.
And we didn't say anything to anyone at first.
I told Tatiana.
You told her early on. But then later.
And then I told the director.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I didn't want them to know ahead of time because they may have just felt bad and given me the part.
No.
I wanted to feel like they at least saw my work and said, he's just creepy enough.
He's creepy.
But I have to thank you because for me, it's one of the first times I've got to play a homeless guy that actually was sympathetic and not mean and killing people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't.
You're not.
I'm always
killing people. You're looking out for that poor little baby girl.
Yeah.
You have a heart.
And your character is.
Yes.
It's your characters for your fans listening. It's kind of great because it's sort of a combination of what you're known for. You have a little bit of
stealing
Trina.
People's husbands.
You have a little bit of Trina from Why Not Get Married. But then you have a little bit of, you know, Sasha from Meet the Browns, who's. This wonderful working woman.
Yes, Sasha was a nurse, the head of nursing, that is. And then this young lady here is a teacher and loves her students and loves Clara. Clara played by Tatiana Ali. So her loyalty is really to her friend. And as far-fetched as it sounds that her friend is seeing, quote, visions and has premonitions, she's down for her girl. So even though she's side-eyed her and she's like, mm-hmm. I'm down for you, girl. Whatever you need. If you said it's blue and it's really black, well, I'm going to say it's blue. Okay?
Yeah, because a lot of people are not believing Tatiana's character.
No, and that's the struggle. And she's not even believing it. She's having a hard time understanding what this is because it's been since she was a kid that she actually had these visions, and now they're happening again.
It's very similar. It's not similar. But in theme, it's sort of like Haley Joel Osment in The Sixth Sense.
Very similar. Yeah.
You know,
it does have a. I see why you would.
And
say
there's
that,
a big shout out. We forgot to mention Marla Gibbs, who plays
Marla Nana,
Tatiana's grandmother.
Yes.
And they have a beautiful scene together
when she
goes back to Nana's house.
Right. When she's trying to understand what
and
this
Nana
is.
And Nana explains that this has been a family thing that has skipped.
Look at it as a blessing or a curse.
Her character kept saying bless her heart. And I was thinking, is Susan Southern? Because bless your heart is such a Southern expression. I wonder if she's from the South. I wonder if Marla threw that in. Because, you know, we all improvise
a
little bit.
I don't know. I wonder if that was a bit of Marla or if that was
I don't know, but
Susan.
I love that because being from the South. Because, you know, you can use bless your heart genuinely. Or you can say, God, bless her heart. Look at that fat ass. Bless her heart.
All the church ladies, you know that's what they do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What I tell this story, my mother's passed on, God rest her soul, but I can remember many times sitting in the church in the back row.
Martha.
In the Baptist church.
Yeah.
In the back row. You want to sit in the back because then you're the closest when the people first walk through the door. You're the first ones they pass. And I can remember her going, hey. Hey, sweetie, how y'all doing? How's everyone? How's your mom and them doing?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, tell them all we said hi. All right. Mm. 1, 2, 3. She's the biggest whore in town. Bless her heart. Look at that fat ass. You know she's got those fat jeans. She's so ugly, she could knock the buzzard off a meat truck.
Oh, my gosh. You got to love her.
God
this is in the church?
In the church.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, J-Dub, it happens.
Hypocrite.
In the South? Yeah.
You find out more about people's
their
dirt, more tea and shade right there in church, being a Southern girl. So everyone, remember, you can follow and you can go on Facebook with Denise Boutte. And then Twitter is Denise underscore
Boutte because Denise Boutte was taken. I don't know where in the heck there's another Denise Boutte, but yeah. So do underscore for Instagram and Twitter.
And then
Facebook is just Denise Boutte.
And you have your website.
And I have my website.
That's also
DeniseJBoutte.
Mm-hmm. What is the J for?
Joseph. Yes.
Right.
Which is my. Okay, you know what? Jasper.
That will never happen. Well, it will at some point, and that'll be the end.
Okay, you know what? I'm about to crucify him because this is an inside insult, not joke.
No, I have a private nickname for Denise because let's just say.
Baby got back?
Well, that was my wedding. Oh, yeah.
We talked about that at the wedding. What it is that, here's what it was. I was going to go with my maiden name,
what
which
it
is Joseph,
mm-hmm.
okay, which is now my middle name, Jasper.
Which is a great name.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I was going to go with Joseph, but then whenever he found out what my married last name was, he's like, oh, no, absolutely
it's exotic.
Not. Butte is memorable. I was like, it is memorable, but for all the wrong reasons. I was like, are you serious? No. He was like, no, you got... But it actually was a great move because, yes, Baby does have back, so I can represent.
And she can sing the song.
I can sing the song, and I have done it before.
Yes. And do we know any other actress with the name Butte?
Not that I'm aware of. There's one and the one and only, honey.
Did they call you Booty, though?
Yeah.
Because they can't pronounce it?
Let me just say...
I get Bout, Boot. Okay. I think people don't want to insult me, and they're not sure. So, actually, I did some phoners this morning, and they were wondering. I was like, okay, the bougie way of saying booty.
Bootsay.
Well, in the beginning, when we first started...
And I with a hey, Bootsay.
When we first started, you know, casting directors would call the message line, or they'd call Newman Thomas Management, and they would say, hi, this is such and such, and I'm calling for Denise... But
anxiety.
I don't know. I don't want to insult any. Is it Bout? Is it Boo-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t? They were like so. And then I'd call them back and go, it is exactly what it sounds like. Yeah. Boote.
Hey, hey.
But it does look like Bout.
It does look like Bout, but if you look at the accent aigu, you can see
what's
the
that
A.
called?
Accent aigu.
Oh, that's very
and that's
bougie.
Above the E?
Okay, above the E, yeah.
See, and that's the
and
thing.
And that's the E sounding like an A.
In these lower Boot thirds A. for you, there's no underscore and there's no accent whatever.
No, there's not.
It doesn't allow it.
It sucks.
It's weird.
Well, that's it's Cajun, it's French
it's
Cajun,
a French
right?
situation. And and I say when you're going to New Orleans, when you're on Interstate 10, you can either go to New Orleans or you can take a right and go to Booty. Now they pronounce it Booty. There's no accent aigu over the E.
Which one has teeth?
New Orleans or Booty? Huh?
Which one has teeth?
Neither.
Well, New Orleans has dental care.
Neither has teeth.
Well, you can get a drive-through daiquiri at any of them, right?
That's one of the things I missed most about home.
In Louisiana, you can drive through and get a daiquiri at a drive-through window.
Oh, that's nice.
I love JW.
I just came.
He has a
home.
Microphone like he's gonna sing.
I know.
I'm prepared.
Cool. It's karaoke night.
Break out.
It's karaoke night.
I look back and he's holding it like he's ready to go.
Yeah.
One-on-one karaoke.
Some say love.
Oh yeah.
It is.
That's
a
river. We're just inspired. Jasper is singing today.
That leads.
That's what I do to him. He gets
so to believe. We don't have to pay for anything.
Yeah, you.
You're singing the rose right now.
Yeah, so gay. Bette Midler. Oh, but, okay, but that segues to a very sad. That did segue to something,
okay,
which
so
is not a good segue. But I wanted to pay tribute to a dead person. Doris Roberts, sweet Doris Roberts, passed away.
What?
She. A lot of people don't know.
You didn't
she.
Know?
No.
From Everybody Loves Raymond. She died in her sleep Sunday night at 90 years old.
Aww.
But a lot of people don't know she, because, you know, I've known Doris for 25, 30 years.
I know.
She played Bette Midler's mother in The Rose, and it was a huge part for her.
Oh,
and
wow.
Talk about being cut out. This is a great story. She played, there's a scene, do you remember the scene when Bette's on the payphone? They don't have payphones. She has this emotional breakdown scene in a payphone, and she's talking to her mother. And Doris had this great scene, and it's another example where late 70s, early 80s, when Doris went to see the movie, cut completely out.
Oh, my God.
But shout out to Doris, because she had an amazing career. And we have so many mutual friends, and like my client, Clint Bowers, for the last 25, 30 years, Doris has been going to an acting class every Sunday.
Seriously.
Used to be Milton Cazales at the Beverly Hills Playhouse, and on Sunday is their I always call it the celebrity class, but it's mostly name actors and unless she's working, she's never missed a day. And all during her run on Raymond, every job she's ever had, she's always gone to class on Sundays. And she used to say to me, you know, Jasper, like she did Madea in class. She would use class as all the things you would never get cast in. Because like all of us, she gladly got pigeonholed and got typecast for her money.
Right.
But for her art, she would go to class.
To feed her art.
Yeah. And
that's excellent.
Yeah, we had Carlos Leon on our other show back last year. Mm. And he's a telenovela actor. And he's in that class. And they were dear friends as well. But ironically, our mutual friend, Bruce Drury, that's how I know Doris. He passed away 12 years or 14 years almost to the day. Sunday that she died.
Oh my God.
I know, it's kind of eerie.
Yeah, it is.
But
it's
wow, because I mean, the tribute.
90 years old?
She's like Norma. I mean,
wow.
two nights.
So, but she was fine. Like, she was. Like,
yeah, apparently she was at. Someone saw her Friday before at Offline Restaurant. The last time I saw her was 2010 when the MacGruber premiere
in
New York, and Jennifer Bassey and I. Yeah. Jennifer went to my premiere.
Uh-huh.
And afterwards, we went to Orso's. Which is, you know that story, Denise.
So I do.
We went to Orso's, which is like a big celebrity hangout. There's Joe Allen's and there's Orso's. And we go in, and Jennifer and her husband had always had the same table for years. And that's it was right cool. in the middle of the restaurant. And then we sat down, and I look over, and there was Mark Cherry, Doris Roberts, Susie Kurtz, and someone else all sitting together at one table. So I got to go over and say hello. And that's the last time I've actually saw her.
Really?
Yeah. Aww. And she had a wonderful son. She has a wonderful son, Michael, and three grandkids. So our condolences go to her.
Yes,
but when we talked about the rose, it suddenly...
Yeah.
Because I have her here to talk about anyway. Mm-hmm. But we should all be so lucky.
That's what I was about to say. I mean, you never want to talk about death, but gosh darn it. No suffering, no dietary concerns.
Die in
no
your sleep.
Honey, seriously. That's as peaceful as it can be.
And you know, I would give you... she taught me so much because Doris had series and no series and... you know, Broadway or whatever, but she didn't really start on television until she was almost 50 years old. Lily Tomlin brought her from New York.
Oh, wow.
Lily got one of those CBS variety shows in the 70s, you know, they used to do. And she brought Doris out to L.A., and that's when she got here. And she had done mostly Broadway and some TV and film in New York, but she really started at like 50 years old.
Wow.
And just... took off.
Testament.
But I remember when she was on Remington Steele, there was like a 10-year period between Remington and Raymond. And what I learned from Doris is you take one line, you take four lines, you keep working. I mean, she would go, I went to tapings of Who's the Boss and Full House and Step by Step. I remember Bruce was her dearest friend and support. And I remember going to all these tapings, and she would sometimes be a co-star, sometimes a guest star.
Yeah.
I remember going down to see her do like free play readings in Hermosa Beach, whatever it took to stay
relevant.
And my last story is she was directing a play at the Skylight Theater on Vermont. She had started directing, and I think there were people in her class. And she called Bruce one afternoon, and it was the run through of the night before opening. And she said, oh, Bruce, they want me to go to Warner Brothers and read for this. Another sitcom. She goes, I'm so sick of going in. She goes, it's some stand-up comedian. He's never acted.
Oh, God.
Never acted before. I don't even want to go.
And Bruce said,
Doris, go. And she goes, will you and Jasper come and sit through the run-through? Because Bruce was an acting coach. That's how I met him. And that's where I met Norma. And do you mind sitting through and taking notes or whatever? Well, that was Raymond.
Yeah.
And, you know, they shot, I went to the first taping of the pilot. And then they reshot the pilot a second time. I was out of town. Bruce went. So they made two pilots of that show. Anyway, it's...
Yeah.
You never know.
And so she was like 70, early 70s when she got Raymond.
When she got Raymond?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you believe the show's been off the air 11 years?
No,
I actually went to a couple of the tapings.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't usually go to tapings, but I went to that one.
I'll see at 70 if I can remember my name.
I took my parents when they were here visiting once to go, and my parents had never been to a sitcom taping, and they were big fans of the show or whatever. But then by hour two, you know how boring. You know how it is. By hour two,
that's
finally,
why I don't go much.
Finally, my
and
dad,
the folks working the crowd is like, oh, shut up.
Those poor comedians. Shut but my up. Dad finally leaned over and he goes, "Can we go?"
What they would do actually for me when I went, they would have a talent competition in the audience and
all
different
the time.
People perform,
they bring up to the mic and humiliate you.
I had a couple friends.
You have no idea you're being humiliated.
But that, you know, that's a, I had a couple friends over the years that did that warm-up job. They make good money.
Yeah.
Well, especially if you stay on the show all the time.
Yeah.
But that's a hard one because, well, if you just have out of towners, it's great. But you know how we are, insiders or industry people at those tapings.
Please.
We're not good audience.
We just want to be in the.
We're just
the
bitter.
Set.
We're not on stage.
We want to be on the
That's
and
true.
We're not. We don't want to be bothered
and
playing
know
the game.
We know there's a great craft services table somewhere back there. And we're like
exactly.
We don't have access to it.
But anyway, God bless her and her son Michael and grandkids. So anyway, there's so much. Let's do a little hot topics.
Hot
there's so
topics.
Much, there's
Woo!
So much in the news. So I don't know if you're avoiding.
I'm sitting by one right
Let's
now.
Do,
oh.
Get
That's hot chocolate.
That's why I love coming.
That's hot caramel.
Play with me.
She gets me going.
It's not good for your diabetes. It gets your sugar.
And she's a cook. On top of it.
Okay, yeah. So let me. I'm all over the place, but it's my show. I don't give a fuck. I do whatever I want.
I'm not helping with that either.
So everyone may not know, but they should know that Denise is a wonderful cook. Mm. And so Denise has
a few things.
She's had her own show on YouTube called Denise's Dish. Mm-hmm. And she is leaving tomorrow night on the Red Eye.
Dish tips. Thank you, Tony. Dish tips. Yeah. Got me for some dish tips. Yes,
but she's leaving tomorrow night to go on the Tom Joyner Celebrity Cruise. Do they call it Celebrity Cruise?
Cruise.
Have you been on a cruise before?
I have been before once, but we were on there promoting Meet the Browns, and we did a screener. And so we, whenever it, what do you say,
docked?
Yeah. When it docked at one location, we got on, and then when it docked to the next location, we were
off. Oh, so you didn't stay overnight?
So I think we stayed for like
anything.
2 days.
Right.
Oh,
but
you did
this
stay
time,
overnight. Oh,
I think
did.
2 days.
But you're
yeah.
on the whole time.
I am on the entire time, and I do remember that I got a little motion sickness going on. So
and you
got
to watch the alcohol, too, because if you drink too much, not that you drink
really?
At all, but. But if you have too much and you're seasick, you're going to be over the side.
Over. Who knows? But
I've
I
never
can.
Been. I want to check that out.
I've never had. I've never done a cruise because I swear it'll be the norovirus and I told you they'll hit a glacier.
Oh god!
Even if they're in Mexico.
Can you say Debbie Downer?
Wah, wah.
Can you say Debbie Downer? The fool's gone.
If I was sick at the controls
the
right now.
Percy's on the Titanic. Yeah. Percy's on the Titanic, and then he's going to get the norovirus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have a good time on the ship.
Thanks, Jasper.
You know it's dangerous. Wah, wah. Statistics show you could be killed.
Yeah, I really do. That's.
But tell everyone what you're going to be doing besides stripping on the cruise.
Well, you know, mountain high, valley low in your career, so you have to do any
keep
and
off
everything
the pole.
To keep it cracking. And
happy
my manager
birthday, Jordan.
Likes his commissions. So.
Yeah, I'll take it off of a dead person.
Yeah, so I'm just letting you know.
Out of the vagina.
You have to support yourself.
Okay.
But, don't try to hide money from me, bitch.
Yeah. So
show me
that,
the money.
On that note, I'm going to be appearing with Chef Rome Brown, who is actually an amazing chef from Raleigh, North Carolina. He has a cookbook out, and he is also mentoring me because I've been working on my cookbook for several years now, but now I'm putting pen to paper on it, not just talking about it.
Okay.
Yes.
There
so
you go.
Family favorites I've been collecting over the years, and so the recipes are there, but, you know, making it an actual cookbook is a whole other story. So.
And tell everyone about Rome. He's worked for the Obamas.
Rome,
I mean,
he's actually worked at the White House several times. He's working for one of the Carolina Panthers right now, one of the football players. I
you're
I
in the
really
wrong,
have no
wrong
idea
room
which one.
Here for that. Yeah.
And all
if he did show tunes.
All I see
or
are
something.
Blank stares away well, from me. Yeah. I'm looking like Carolina Panther. Yeah. And they're like,
yeah.
Seahawks.
I love their cheerleaders.
Carolina Seahawks.
Do they twirl? I love that. They have good twirlers, right?
God help us. Okay, so and
I'm watching
he
LA
was
Dance
actually
Squad. Go ahead.
On, he was one of Shaquille's. Well, he was the premier chef for Shaquille O'Neal for. Ooh, several
Ooh,
of his
I
years
bet that
with
took
the Lakers.
A lot of food.
I was going to say.
Lot of
several
this.
Of the years with the Lakers. Ooh. Well, he was on a mule plan, so oh. he's very good.
A mule plan?
A mule plan.
I swear to God.
Did I say mule?
It sounded like mule. Yeah, I could bet he did.
Let me tell you, I revert back to Louisiana.
Throw a big old slab of meat up
he
on
had
the
a
table.
Mule plan.
Oh, so he had
plan.
A very specific plan.
He had a very,
plan.
Very specific diet. And so Rome's okay. really good at, you know, whatever it is you're trying to do, weight gain, weight loss, you know, build this, build that. He'll design a meal plan. Uh-huh. A meal plan. That's funny.
It's hard to say.
Meal.
Do you
is
think
meal?
Rome was a fan of Shaquille's rap music?
I don't think
Wait, because we had, wait a minute. Well,
I don't think Shaquille was a fan of Shaquille's rap.
He's been
music.
In some movies, too.
But no, remember last week, we had Paige Kennedy on, and he was the one talking, because he's a Kobe Bryant
fanatic.
But he talked about how, and Paige is a good rapper.
Yeah.
But he's the one that brought up, I had to try to keep a straight face, I thought he was kidding, that he loved Shaquille's rap music. And he bought his albums. How many
albums?
Did he do? Yeah.
Oh, honey.
So
no,
I said to him,
"Oh,
you're
that
the one. You're
no
the
sense.
One that
the
bought.
The one person that bought. Yeah.
So I digress.
I don't know. I don't know about Shaquille O'Neal's rap career, but he was there designing meal plans, not for him to be a rapstress, but for him to actually get on the court and do something. So yeah. So Rome did.
Rome
that
is
for
very
several
accomplished,
years.
And Denise and Rome are. Are part of a several potential projects.
Several
for,
potential projects. So we've partnered up, and
there's some good stuff happening.
Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff, but again, until the ink dries
anything.
On the paperwork, I'm like, I'm not going to put it out there. But yeah, some really awesome stuff happening, and we're going to be doing several cooking demos on the ship, one of which is going to be my special Louisiana girl gumbo, which is inspired by my mama.
Yes.
My grandmother. And so it's going to be her version of gumbo. And also, we're going to be doing some kind of brown sugar smothered pork chops.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. That's going to be one of the dishes. And we're also going to be handling a little dessert. So between the cooking demos, dessert.
Are you doing, everyone must know about your pralines.
The pork chops aren't dessert enough.
Yes, and the pecan pralines, but I'm not going to be demoing that, but you've had those already.
Yes.
But that's five very basic ingredients, but it takes a lot. Like, you will
get a
bicep workout because it takes an entire hour to stir one batch.
Yeah.
So you got to be real special.
Tell everyone who some of the people are that are going to be, some of the celebrities that are going to be on the cruise.
Oh, God.
Diana Ross?
Diana Ross. Yeah, Diana Ross is going to be
Is she performing?
She's performing for the very first time ever on
the Tom Jordan. That's
huge. Yeah. So that's exciting.
And she'll be eating that night, the food? Or?
You know what? If Diana Ross is near me and it is the night that we are serving, honey, I will pop over to her table.
Good.
Yes. Because I have to make sure that Miss Ross,
Miss Ross,
has had some of my cooking. So so I don't know. It's gonna be a fun night. It's jam packed with a ton of folks. I mean, there's a lot of groups performing. I mean, people again are gonna be on and off the boat the entire time.
Yeah, so, and Radio One is there.
Radio One is there, which is affiliated with TV One.
So
yes,
you're broadcasting
indeed.
From the ship?
We're going to be broadcasting. Well, they are going to be broadcasting from the ship, but there's also a lot of panel discussions.
Okay.
There's a lot of, in fact. I hear that we may be screening Second Sight
on the
ship.
Right.
Oh, cool.
Because it's Saturday night.
Yeah. And TV One, Radio One,
That's
match
right.
Made in heaven.
Yeah.
So I will be on the boat and readily available to host the hostess with the mostest if they do want me to do that. So it should be fun. And we'll be live tweeting, of course, once it premieres Saturday night.
And another segue back to just want to congratulate Tatiana Ali on her big news that she's engaged and she's also with baby, with child.
She's a beautiful Prego girl.
Yeah,
she's
so great. Tatiana's so sweet. So
she's very sweet. And you know, I mean, she's so young to be able to say, you know, she's such a veteran. But it's true. I mean, you know, when I was sitting in the backwoods of Louisiana, not even dreaming of becoming an actor, I loved, you know, of course, who didn't love Fresh Prince?
Right.
You know, so it's always surreal to me whenever I am on set.
I know.
And I'm right alongside someone whose career I not admired necessarily, but
grew
I
up
love
watching.
Their show and grew
yeah.
up watching.
Yeah.
When I wasn't even, that didn't even cross my mind.
How about when you were working with Janet Jackson, your very first movie?
Ridiculous.
Why
Not
Get Married?
That was surreal. Like, that just made no sense.
Yeah.
You know,
Jill Scott was great, but then you threw in Janet Jackson.
That was
and it was
a
like,
whole other situation.
This was her first movie. Well, I mean, you had done some
stuff. And I had been here for what, like 2 years? You know,
if,
when that happened? A year
that.
And a half,
Denise,
2 years?
Denise rolled in and just started slamming it.
Well, you see why.
I mean,
you're so likable.
You had done a few.
Beautiful and talented.
I'm
serious.
That's why I come over
but
here
you
for
had
it's true.
You had done your several low budget horror films.
I had
done old
honey. I was the queen of
horror.
Oh wait,
horror. Didn't I see one of those?
Bloody
the
Bill?
Vampire with the Lisp.
No,
vampire.
And then I saw the one that was sort of a makeover of the Weird Science.
Oh, that's the extreme movie.
What was it?
Extreme
that was actually
movie
with Kevin Hart. And until this day, I wonder if I have a conversation with Kevin Hart, if he'll remember this, because he was, you know,
you were top billing on that.
I think I was billed higher
you
than
were.
Kevin Hart.
You were.
Do you remember what the breakdown said for that? I do.
It was.
The
you
breakdown.
Go ahead, because you're going to think I'm making
this
up.
No. The breakdown said, this is what the casting said. If you took Beyonce, Tyra Banks, and somebody else, I don't remember.
It was three, like, ridiculously
and
hot women.
And put them
women.
Together. Because the joke was they were building the most perfect.
I know.
It's from.
You saw that.
I saw. I watched it just because your name was on it. I swear to you.
It was a remake of that that movie they did with.
Where is Denise?
And he didn't realize I had two scenes.
It was Weird Science.
It was
a remake of Weird Science.
Which is that? It was one of my first jobs when I got here. Yeah.
And that movie, Weird Science. I know this is going to sound strange, but that movie changed my life. And I know that's going to sound strange, but what it did is it introduced me to the power of a modem and computers. When I was a teenager, and it put me into a whole other world that changed my life, and so that movie has a lot of significant value to me. So when I heard you did something like it was a remake, kind of like that, I was like, wait a minute, where's Denise kind of come out? And then I was like, oh, she's the great,
woman, the chick that was supposed.
Oh,
to
they
step,
had a large girl.
Step out of the
that was the
well,
first
I was
one.
Supposed to be the girl. They were going to put in all these women, and I was supposed to come out of the computer.
Didn't
and
you
I
come
I,
out in a bathing suit?
I can't. Well,
or something?
Yeah.
She looked great.
If that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I came out
Do you know I never saw that?
I have a lot of blackmail material.
You don't have that on your reel, do you?
I got a lot of blackmail material.
That's how Tyler found her.
Oh, wow. That's Well, no, I found Tyler.
I'm teasing.
No, in a bikini? No, no. I didn't audition in a bikini. Yeah. But no, I've got a lot of floating footage out there.
We
I
all do.
The vampire with the lisp. That was one.
The Way of the Vampire.
Yeah, Way of the Vampire.
Asylum
I these,
films.
I had these prosthetic teeth, and I couldn't pronounce the... Oh, and the fellow vampire's name, guess what it was? Sebastian. Oh.
Sebastian.
So the entire movie, I cannot work these darn fangs. I'm like, Sebastian... And I'm supposed to be seductive and powerful and with a lisp. Womp, womp, womp.
Well, speaking of black men, can we talk about Michael Strahan leaving Kelly Ripa?
Oh, wow.
Have you heard this?
He's got enough jobs.
But she was blindsided.
What do you mean?
Oh, no, she's livid. She didn't come in today. She's boycotting the show.
What?
Yeah.
TMZ broke the story, and I heard it on Wendy Williams, and then
Wait. She's boycotting the show because nobody prepared her for the
This was a secret deal.
He blindsided everybody.
This was a secret deal with Disney and Michael. This was not even, Gelman didn't even know about it. Apparently, this is what TMZ.
So now,
okay, but he can't break a contract.
He's already under contract. He's at ABC. He's been working on Good Morning America.
Yeah, I know. He's
been
doing both. He's got like 12 jobs.
But no, I think his contract is year to year. So his contract was But he didn't even tell Kelly. Kelly got him that job, basically. She went to bat for him.
You know the crazy thing? This happened with her and Regis.
Yeah.
Hmm? Yeah. When Regis was leaving the show, it was a secret.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
So this is the second time.
So what is she like? Okay, I finally get comfortable with someone. We got this chemistry and this rapport.
Well, she
and you're
hasn't
leave
said
me
anything.
Again?
But this is what TMZ reported coming here, and I think this is true.
Talk to me now, Jasper.
They say they're getting rid of the show. Now The View. Everything's under the news. It's not under entertainment anymore. So they want to
get rid of.
Well, they want to expand Good Morning America another hour, like the Today Show has. See, the Today Show does 3 hours.
That's some stiff competition.
They're going to keep The View,
yeah,
and they're going to expand Good Morning America.
Is there a problem with their ratings, though?
Well, I don't think so. But he knew. He must have some insight.
That's probably why she's so upset.
Yeah, but I don't. Think they're gonna? I think they should just stop the show at this point. Yeah, I mean, if they bring on another host, they could bring her husband on.
Well, it takes them a while because don't they like have folks that just kind of
they did
come
that
in
rotating
and they rotate
thing
and
like
then
she
they
did.
Find one that has you know
yeah.
like
today
the
they had
magic.
Anna Gasteyer on today filling in for Kelly.
That must have been really like
She's
last
funny.
Minute.
She's funny.
Yeah.
I mean,
I like her. She has a very very dry sense of humor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think literally they didn't know Kelly just didn't show up at work. I don't think. They had time to. Wow. Anna must live next door. No, I mean, you know.
No, I know what you mean.
She's on their something.
So we got to fill someone.
I got it. I'm coming.
Yeah.
I mean, worst case, they could have run a rerun. And but then I watched it today. I don't watch the show.
Yeah.
But I watched it today, and then I didn't know all this gossip.
I'm usually like running kids to.
Oh, you didn't know all this was going on when
you
watched it?
Well, I knew he had left. He was leaving. But today I watched, and he actually. He gave a statement. He goes, I want to thank Kelly.
Oh, he did.
I want to thank
her.
It was like he felt a need to really say something.
Oh, yeah.
But you could tell by Anna's demeanor, she was saying, well, you're so amazing. You know, I'm sure Kelly will support
you.
You
could tell there was a little like,
and Gelman wasn't there today either.
Ooh.
So Gelman and Kelly. Did a walkout together.
This is a live show,
oh,
so you
my gosh.
You know, this is not a
Wait. Was she there and then left?
No, I'm saying he didn't show up either.
Oh, okay. When you said walkout, I was like, I thought they were there. And then they
metaphorically,
just,
a walkout.
Well, you got to wonder why has this happened twice? Like, what? I mean, are they concerned about the fallout of her? And so they'd rather her.
Well,
it be done and then tell her versus
sucks.
Tell her ahead of time.
Well, the truth is, the ratings went up after Regis left. Mm-hmm. Kelly's been able to maintain.
She's been, yeah.
And then Michael and Kelly have been the high. They both are Emmy nominated. Well, actually, they won the Emmy last year.
They did. Okay.
But I mean, the ratings.
She looks sweet, but she's tough. I bet you she's pretty.
Oh,
tough.
She's got to. Well, let me tell you something. Nobody that lasts in this business for that long doesn't have an edge.
Yeah.
And let's keep
it
real.
You can be sweet, honey, on
you're
the exterior,
right.
But let me tell you, this business will teach you.
But you
how
know,
to have an
Jennifer
edge.
Bassey did All My Children with her all those years, and she did say Kelly was amazing. That when Kelly was, because Kelly did the fill in to get her job, and Char predicted She was pregnant.
Yes,
right?
I
but
know.
Yeah, Jennifer said, on all my children, all Kelly did, Kelly used to chain smoke and just go from dressing room to dressing room and talk all the time. So she was a talker.
So, so it was perfect.
Yeah,
it was
she got on there, they all said she's perfect for this. But she makes, I think we're talking about money. She makes over $40 million a year for that job.
Excuse me?
So
for live?
For live.
Wow.
So
she's you're serious, right?
Well, I mean, her last contract for, I think, maybe 5 years is $40 million. Michael's not making that kind of money. And so it could come down to an economical thing also.
I don't even remember when Michael joined.
4 years ago.
See, and I just,
I can't believe it's been that long. I didn't
know. And how did
long.
He, of all people?
He was Michael just one
Strahan,
he was
he's
one
been
of the
working his butt.
He was well, he was a
sportscaster.
Uh-huh, okay.
So he migrated
but
on over.
Don't forget at that time he was dating Eddie Murphy's ex.
Nicole.
And he had supposedly beat her up, but somehow that all got Michael has done a complete
image
rebuilding
Everybody
of himself.
Everybody loves him. What you just said, I'm like,
you remember that?
I vaguely remember that. But
then she's shady and nobody believed her anyway, but she made allegations that he had hit her and all that stuff.
Why are you saying that? Because she's on a reality show, Jasper.
Well, as Wendy Williams said,
it's because of Wendy.
Okay, Wendy Williams is killing
Wendy
it.
Is,
I love
Wendy
it.
Wendy is Jasper's source.
Is,
this is what I mean.
Wendy and Jasper are the same people.
Jasper on the radio.
I swear to God. All you need is a teacup.
How you
do
it?
When she does this whole teabag thing.
How you do it?
And sips tea.
Yep.
I mean, she's killed. That woman is so amazing to me.
She really has grown. I remember watching her in the beginning when she first came on doing the TV show.
For her summer tryout?
Yes.
Her summer tryout.
Exactly.
But she was always good. And she always had. But now you can tell, honey. That is a well-oiled machine. Yeah. She has hit her stride. And you know what it is? Like, she's got Suzanne. You know, she plays around with.
Notice how she's using her a lot more?
Using a lot of stuff because people
and the
love
two gays.
Her. People love them, and that's what it is. Now she knows, you know, what people from her team like. Mm-hmm.
Well, and getting
brand.
The 3-year pickup is a confident.
Oh, honey,
she and Ellen are the only two shows now where there's just a single host that can sustain a show.
That's true.
Everything
that's
true.
Is
panel.
It's very rare.
That's right.
Everything
panel.
Is
Meredith
a panel.
Vieira has been canceled.
Everything
so,
is a panel.
Oh, we have to give a shout out though. Let's give some love to Lonnie Love.
For
getting
the
her
real?
Emmy nomination.
Is that the real?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because if it weren't for Denise, nobody would know about it. Jennifer. So Denise auditioned for the Real.
I didn't want to go there, but okay.
She
did. If you want to go there, go ahead.
She auditioned for the Real, and Lonnie would be the first to tell you that Denise told her about the audition, and she brought her funny ass there and got the job.
Mm. Well, I'm not going to toot my own horn. All I'm going to say is that the right woman got the job.
That's
very,
right.
That's very
sweet.
Because
let me tell you something. You don't block anybody's blessing.
You're right.
Whenever
don't
you
block
just,
the blessing.
Whenever you read on something, you're just like, you know what? I know a per. But you got to be in my crew. Now, if you ain't in my crew,
yeah,
I ain't
someone you. Yeah, I get
no,
you.
But if you're in my crew, and I'm like, you know what?
You pay it forward.
This
it's
really
come back to you.
Looks like something more geared toward my girl. Blah blah blah.
There
I
you go.
Get on the phone. And done it before.
And it didn't matter that they had the same agent. Lonnie didn't know about it, so thank God Denise stepped in and helped out.
I got to know a little bit more about Lonnie because she sat down with
Sipsy.
Yes,
Sipsy.
I'm trying to bring it up.
Okay, Wendy Jasper. Wendy Jasper.
She just had a reading with Tyler Henry.
Oh, I didn't get to see it. Do you know?
Did
you know that?
Love,
do you know Tyler Henry, the medium on
it's
E?
The first time you really see her get emotional.
The
too.
Little blonde guy.
Oh no! Let me tell you, Lonnie gets emotional.
Okay,
yeah. She's so strong, and because of the kind of comedy, and when you're a female comedian, I think. But no, she's a sensitive.
She's very smart, also.
And when they're on those panels and stuff, you can see how much they've bonded, and I think that's why the show is working. They sincerely love each other. Mm-hmm. Like you can even see between she and Tamar, there's like a sisterhood there.
That's great.
So that's when that. Kind of stuff,
and that takes
you know.
A lot because Tamar's a lot. You know.
She is, but I think again because I lived.
I mean,
off and
a lot
in
a good
Atlanta.
Way. You know,
I worked off and on in Atlanta for a long time, and I think it took her forever. I mean, if you saw the Braxtons, the Tony Braxton story, Unbreak My Heart.
Tamar's become the star now, not Tony.
And all I'm gonna say is, for a long time, Tamar was the chick in the back, you know. But she is definitely.
Tawanda was the
moment.
Chick in the back too for a long time. She was on that show Starting Over. That's how I got to know
about
the Braxton
is that
family.
What it
was
yeah.
the starting
well, then
over.
A lot of people don't know Tamar's married to the big record
Vince.
Manager,
oh,
who's
yeah.
Gaga's
Vince
manager
is,
and other
huge.
People.
Yeah, so it wasn't a matter of I need some moolah. No, she just and wanted to come.
There's so many haters because her husband is overweight. Was morbidly obese. Was a big guy.
And one of the sweetest guys
And people
ever
were
meet.
So shallow saying, well, he was, I would say he was obese, right?
But,
No,
too much of Denise cooking.
I'm no doctor, so I'm not going to go ahead.
Too much
diagnose.
Of Denise is cooking.
But they thought, well, why? You know, they thought, well, why would she be? Mm-hmm. She couldn't love this fat guy.
You know what? And that's the sucky and part about it, because I've met both of them at, you know, and again, I'm not going to profess that these are my friends, okay, and I'm on speed dial, yeah. But off and on in Atlanta like, you know, 5.5 years, they are literally some of the sweetest people you will ever know.
Yeah.
Like, Tamar has a really big personality.
She does.
But she really is a good, from what I know, a really kind-hearted
She reminds
individual.
Me of RuPaul's Drag Race. Only a cis... No, I'm
damn.
Serious.
And Denise, you thought I... Damn.
I don't mean that.
Oh,
I don't,
wow.
We have the teabag.
She thought I was bad.
Wait.
We've got teabag here and
oh,
shade.
I'm not really... That was not so
teabag
much shade.
John's
shade.
Turning red. Look at it.
It
He's
wasn't so
red,
much shade. Let me clarify
own
that
it,
comment.
J-Dub, own it.
I'm going to own it because I'm saying she says a lot of the things the queens say on RuPaul's Drag Race, so she reminds me of RuPaul's Drag Race. Not that she looks anything like a drag queen. Mm-hmm. She has the attitude like one.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. I don't dish and shade anybody, especially on the air.
Well, let's be real.
I mean, if
Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa. What are you going to say about her?
Well, no, I'm just saying when she's got $40 million in the bank, yeah. I'd get up on that too and pretend I loved it.
Oh,
so Tamar, go on and get with your fat husband.
And I just realized.
But my question is, if the fat husband worked at
you would get up on Melissa?
Well, no, I'm saying, but if Tamar, if her husband worked at True Value and made minimum wage, would Tamar be up on that?
If he had a big hoe.
Would she be up on it?
I don't know.
That's the question. I wish people would call in. Would Tamar Braxton be fucking that fat husband of hers if he worked at Carl's Jr.?
I feel like I need to go to confession right now.
I know. I'm like, do you know what you're in
for?
I
just came back from Louisiana, and my mom asked me in church, the last time you went to confession, baby.
Oh, wow.
I said, Mom, it's after Easter. I'm good.
Right.
What'd you give up for Lent?
Lent? Oh, speaking of, today's the first day of Passover, so happy
Is
Passover
it?
To all our Jewish friends.
I can't keep
you didn't
up.
Notice there's no traffic? Oh my God, not kidding.
Really?
Coming here today.
There wasn't for me on the way over.
What I love is you get to...
I had to take the 101.
Sunset Boulevard. I live 6 miles down Sunset Boulevard. Sometimes it can take me 45 minutes to get here. Mm. I was here in like 15 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Everyone's at Shoal, I guess, or in the temple.
Well, it was bumper to bumper on the 101. But
oh, really?
It was bumper to bumper on the 101. Yeah. Yeah. So
but
I didn't notice.
That's just.
Sorry.
That's the freeway.
Is this when you say shalom?
Yeah. Shalom, mazel.
I can't keep up with all the holidays.
Yeah,
the
well, I'm really a wannabe Jewish person.
Okay.
So, I wish I were Jewish. A lot of people have thought I was Jewish.
I would, yeah.
Yeah, I love my Jewish.
Because they control Hollywood.
Oh well, no. Well, that they are very active in Hollywood, but generally they're liberal and they're very democratic, and I just think they're wonderful folks.
They're cool. Okay, well, just go ahead.
Well, yeah. I'm not going to convert.
Why?
Because, well, I'm Southern Baptist.
He's
basically
spiritual.
I'm spiritual.
He's
I'm
not religious.
I'm come one, come as you all want to come. Just wipe up after. So, speaking of, let's just quickly.
I'm not at the censor board.
God, that just really every crickets just, in the room today. So today, Wendy Williams
oh
sitting at the panel right
gosh.
Now.
Now I'm going to segue.
Oh my god!
Wendy Williams today. Took down, went after Garcelle Bouvet or whatever her name is.
Oh, why?
Well, okay,
who's
so
Garcelle?
AJ Gibson, shout out to AJ Gibson, he used to host Hollywood Today Live.
Uh-huh.
Ross Matthews just bumped him off.
I know. Oh,
that was
Ross
with Maria,
there, okay.
Right? Maria?
Well, AJ Gibson started at AfterBuzz.
Oh.
At AfterBuzz TV, and Ralph and I
Maria
both
runs
have been
AfterBuzz.
There. Yeah. But then he got the show Hollywood Today Live. They film it right across from the Pantages.
Yeah. Uh-huh. At the Bite Size Network.
That's what it was,
Network,
and so it was AJ and these a girl and this other guy. I don't know their names.
Mm-hmm.
They're still there.
Mm-hmm.
But they let AJ go and they brought in Ross Matthews.
Okay.
And then AJ's been going over to Good Day LA, but he now does, you know how they'll bring gossip columnists on Wendy's
yes.
and do the hot?
Yes.
He's been on three times. He did Monday as well.
Oh,
but
okay.
Garcelle Bouvet was hired when Ross came on.
Yes.
And so Wendy's whole thing was she thinks it's very strange that you have an actress and a celebrity who sits there and talks and dishes on other actresses and celebrities. Like, Wendy thought it was a step down for her to do the job because she's the one whose husband was the agent who cheated, remember? And she put him on blast.
I vaguely remember that, too.
So Wendy was just saying
that,
you know, it's very awkward. How can she sit there and talk about other actors and celebrities, but in a very D-list minor way. I feel that way. I'm an actor who works, and I can keep it real about other celebrities.
I sometimes wonder about that. I'm like, doesn't he realize he's going to be working with some of these people? But you keep it real.
Here's the thing. I mean, as an actor, your career manifests into different things, and maybe this is where Garcelle is. I mean, maybe she's
just
not
weird
because
she'd never done hosting before.
I mean, not that I'm aware of, no. But maybe this is where her career, just like what's her name, Babyface's ex-wife. She was
Tracy Edmonds.
She was a huge producer.
She wasn't
producer.
In front of the camera at all.
She wasn't in front of the camera, but she was a huge producer and very much so involved in entertainment from the behind the camera, and now she's on what is it? ET.
She does Extra.
Extra
with Mario Lopez.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, when I say she went after her, she didn't go. She wasn't mean about it. She didn't go in on her today.
She
just was saying how weird it was. I think because AJ is now one of her people, and AJ got bumped off the show. That's probably why.
Okay. Well, she's loyal.
Have you met
she's
Wendy
loyal.
Jasper?
I've never met
you
Wendy.
You need to.
But I remember.
I'm serious.
I remember Wendy on the radio back in New York she went down on the radio.
She acknowledges it too. She said just the other day that there's things you could get away with on the radio
and she used to get fired all the time. She's been fired for some. Her last radio job, P. Diddy got her fired, and she was blackballed. That's why. It was a big deal for her to get TV. This wasn't her first TV show. She was part of a panel show on VH1 that didn't last, an MTV show that didn't last. But P. Diddy shut her career down. And that's why they made up on her show a couple of seasons ago. They came full circle.
Okay. I don't remember that.
But this business is so phony. Because
it's a cycle, though, and that's what it is. I mean, the person that's, doing your craft services one day is A-list the next. You don't know.
That's
and that's
true.
What, again, the Garcelle thing, your career changes and you manifest into different things and you move on.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you're multi-hyphenated like you are,
Garcelle is a single mother now, and I mean, even though I'm sure she gets alimony or child support, she's got to work.
And it's a wonderful way of staying relevant. You're on people's television every single day.
Yeah.
And you learn a lot being behind the scenes, and then you eventually you get the confidence maybe to step forward.
Because
a lot of times you just live vicariously through the people who are.
Right.
And
it's hard with Ross Matthews to get a word in edgewise, because a little Ross goes a long way. I like Ross, but he's a lot,
He's a big personality.
He's a big personality.
He knows it.
He's funny.
He's a judge on RuPaul, too.
Didn't he start on, not Letterman, Leno?
Leno. He was the intern.
He was the intern.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And again, there's no rhyme or reason.
But
you
Ross
never
has
know.
Had so many shows at E. I mean, Chelsea Handler was his girl, and so he was under contract at E. Had to show Hello Ross that didn't make it.
He did.
He's had many different incarnations of
That's
shows.
True.
So for him, and he needs to work. He lives in Palm Springs as well. So.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
You run into him, Jazzy?
I do run into him. He's always eating. I mean, he's always on a diet. He's a big, let's go out for cocktails and eat and drink. And, I have an eating disorder, apparently. So, according to people, haters.
Oh, we need to give a shout out to Ralph Cole in the chat room.
Ralph Cole Jr.
Yes.
Ralph, next week, Ralph and Dara will be here for our Hot Topic show. 2 weeks from today, I'll be having my back surgery, everyone.
Oh, already?
Yeah, so I think there's only going to be maybe that Wednesday, the 4th, will be a rerun. I'm intending to be up and broadcasting every Wednesday after that, even though I'm supposed to take 4 weeks down.
You got this, Superman.
So I'm gonna have a new L5 disc.
Nice.
Get a little Juvederm in the face and a penile enlargement.
Oh wow,
that's exciting.
And on that note, we have to wrap.
Okay, everyone. Second Sight this coming Saturday.
Second Sight this Saturday, April
8 p.m. They will rerun
Eastern.
It as well. They will rerun it.
Yes, TV One's really good at that. So they'll be rerunning it. So check it in. Tweet us. Do all that fun stuff and say how much you love.
And Denise
Second
will be
Sight.
On the Tom Joyner Cruise.
Yes, I will. Working out.
Oh, she's got a movie called Secrets coming out soon.
Oh yeah.
And The Bounce Back
fun.
With Shamar Moore
Bounce
that's
back,
coming out.
The choir director.
Choir director.
Director. And yeah, we got some great stuff.
She's
coming out
a busy, busy little woman over
and some
here.
Some other stuff that's on the fire, baby.
Yes. JW, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Shout out to Dominic Friesen. Everyone,
Dominic.
WROM in Detroit. We love you. So happy to be there. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Holla.
Bye, everybody.
Peace out.
One-on-one with Jasper Cole. Check out past episodes and get the latest as they're released. Subscribe today on iTunes, Stitcher, and YouTube.